Christianity is booming in Africa. Centuries of missionary work have left Lutherans, Baptists, Anglicans, Catholics, and many other congregations in nearly every country. Somewhere between a third and a half of the continent has been converted to Christianity. But the mission-founded churches face serious competition as Africans create their own churches based on a blend of Christianity and traditional culture. Today there are thousands of such independent churches, some with millions of members. NPR's Michael Scholar reports.
When Christianity first swept through Africa, many Africans welcomed it as a liberation from the often capricious ancestral spirits of traditional religion and from the strict social rules that made outcasts of those who were different. But it wasn't long before some of the new Christians were chafing again, this time because of the missionary rejection of African culture as pagan and limits on Africans becoming church leaders. Africans started breaking away and founding their own independent churches about 70 years ago and forging an African Christianity very different from the one brought by the missionaries.
Africa!
A full harvest moon rises over a small clearing among fields of corn and millet far from any town. 150 people in bright clothes dance in the shifting light of a bonfire. Women whirl their long headscarves circling behind. Men dance at the edge of the firelight. Children, sleepy yet mesmerized, struggle to join in. These members of the Zion Apostolic Church in Zimbabwe have walked for many hours to reach this spot to celebrate an all-night communion. Reuben Marinda, Bishop Marinda to his flock, started this church more than 50 years ago. He credits the missionaries with having brought the gospel to Africa, but says that's not all they brought.
They brought, Christianity in their Western cultural box. People were not satisfied. We only break away from them, not from Christianity. We are still Christians.
The group around the bonfire is just a small part of his church, he says, which has now grown to 5,000 members in 18 congregations. The bishop wears a brilliant blue robe and a red sequined crown as he prepares a candlelit altar on an old wooden table. One by one, the church members file past a metal basin, sitting briefly to have their feet washed. Several times a year, church members gather to reenact Christ's Last Supper and the Resurrection. Every independent church has different rituals and beliefs laid down by a founder who claims to receive instructions directly from God through dreams and visions. But nearly all the churches try to follow biblical commandments and rituals as literally as possible.
This is my body. Take it and eat it. And this is my blood. Drink it. If you are doing like this, you will preach the word of the Lord until he comes.
Many churches follow the biblical prescriptions on eating unclean meat, and Bishop Marinda says his church has no female leaders because there are none in the Bible.
Our doctrines are not the doctrines which are made by men, but we follow what is exactly in the word of God. We believe in the resurrection. We believe there are still prophets. Jesus Christ commanded his disciples to go and preach, lay hands on the sick, exorcise demons.
And demons, exorcised or not, play a big role in the independent churches, just as spirits play a role in African culture and traditional religion. Marinda says Africans grow up believing in a spirit world where dead ancestors are usually responsible for disease, death, drought, and other problems. The mission-founded churches fight hard to stamp out belief in the spirit world. But Bishop Marinda says his church and others affirm the African belief that ancestral spirits roam the earth.
In the traditional religion, we live with our dead, with the souls of our dead people. In the fields, we are with our ancestors. If you fly in the air, in the plane, they are there. If I want to go to America today, they accompany me there. I cannot pretend to be a white man, a Western man. I am still an African with African beliefs.
But accepting the existence of spirits, says Marinda, is one thing. Appeasing them, as done in traditional religion, is another. The Holy Spirit, the bishop insists, is more powerful than any ancestor. While traditional religion brews beer for an ancestor and welcomes the spirit back from the grave to live among the people, Marinda's church honors but dispatches the dead.
They are bringing the dead soul of a person home. We are sending him to heaven to be with Christ.
And should ancestors try to possess or harm the living, the independent churches exorcise them as evil spirits. In fact, exorcism and healing lie at the heart of the independent movement. Most of the new churches build their followings and their reputations on their dramatic and sometimes controversial styles of curing the sick. Kiai Zava began his church 4 years ago after he found a network of caves where he claims the healing power of God is concentrated.
This is the entrance. It's only a small part, but inside there is a good space.
He leads a small group of followers into a dark gap at the base of a rock outcrop. He explains how he was first led to this cave by angels and magnificent dreams.
I was flying in the sky, preaching the word of God to the people, walking on top of water, staying underwater, whilst I am breathing. Later on, three angels came. I was told that you must go to that mountain and get under it. When you are under that, we shall give you more power.
The group descends by candlelight through narrow cracks and steep passages for about 10 minutes before Zava stops and points to water trickling silently along the rock floor. He orders his patients to drink. One of the patients, a young man, explains how his life has been ruined by evil spirits. He shows how one eye is twisted and unusable, a problem since birth, and says he can't get a job because he can suddenly collapse or go into a screaming fit. Zava unwraps a metal scepter and dips it in the water. At the top is an amber-colored sphere the size of a baseball, he says he found in the cave. The power in the scepter, he explains, helps him control evil spirits. He asks the patient to lie down and then begins to call on the angels for help. The man soon starts to flail and grimace. Zava argues with the evil spirits he says possess the man. One is an ancestral spirit, he says, who was murdered by a member of the man's family and is now taking revenge. Zava then steps on the man's shoulder and thrusts his scepter hard against the patient's throat.
The evil spirits are crying. You are burning us. You are burning us.
Zava is renowned in the region for his ability to exorcise evil spirits, and he says his church has grown in a few years to over 5,000 followers. Before leaving the cave, the church members blow out their candles, kneel, and bless the Lord in tongues. Zava's cave theology is considered extreme even by other independent church leaders. Bishop Marinda calls it blasphemy and witchcraft. But healing remains the main reason for the success of the independent churches, says religion professor Paul Gundani of the University of Zimbabwe.
The people go back home believing that the spirit has already been exorcised and it cannot have an effect on them. Now that is empowerment. It injects a new confidence that God is more powerful than these spirits which wanted to play havoc in the family. Christ has become the ultimate healer.
He says healing is precisely where the mission-founded churches fail most Africans.
Mainline churches don't want to deal with the problems of evil. They actually don't believe that evil spirits can play havoc with people's lives. So because they don't believe that, they don't have rituals for healing. So people learn not to take certain problems to the pastor or to the priest.
Zimbabwe,
Still, the Roman Catholic Church in the town of Mashingo in southern Zimbabwe is packed every Sunday. It takes two services to accommodate the 1,000 parishioners, though Mass is sounding a little different these days. Many of the mission-founded churches have changed as a result of pressure from the independent movement. Many changes are simple. Songs are now more African than European, with drums and rattles, and people dance in place as they sing. The priest, Father Kizito Mavima, is proud of his services.
We match with time. The spiritual life is not stagnant. Catholic Church, now Catholic Church is leading, lively, being lively.
You feel the Catholic Church is the most lively church?
Yeah, certainly.
But I don't see people dancing in the aisles.
We Catholics, we dance where we are. You don't see them jumping up and down, but they do dance nicely and so on, graciously.
But Father Mavima says he also occasionally exercises ancestral spirits with holy water and incense in private. Only priests with a talent, he says, do that. One archbishop in neighboring Zambia became well known for his public healings and exorcisms in the 1980s, but was suddenly recalled to the Vatican, says Mavima, for going a little too far. Nearly all the mission-founded churches, including the Catholic Church, are working hard to incorporate more African culture and African thinking into religious life and ritual. The simple fact, says Gundani of the University of Zimbabwe, is that religion can't be imported like Western clothes and still be meaningful.
There has to be African Christianity. There has to be American Christianity. There has to be Asian Christianity. How can it be that this religion, this immigrant religion, can condemn everything that is African?
But an immigrant doesn't stay an immigrant forever. On a Saturday afternoon in Zimbabwe, you see many a field crowded with Christians healing, preaching, and baptizing in rivers, like this group in flowing white robes. The men cradle shepherd staves in their arms, the women wear white headscarves. The African Apostolic Church of Johann Marenke began in Zimbabwe two generations ago. Now its hundreds of thousands of followers spill into five neighboring countries. Like many immigrants, Christianity is becoming more African with each passing generation. This is Michael Scholar.